Welcome to OK Sis Podcast.
Hi, sisters. I'm Maddie.
And I'm Scout.
And we are sisters IRL.
I'm the older one.
Yes, Scout. We know.
We're cultural observers.
And of curious minds.
Get ready for sisterly banter while we chat about fixations, learnings, and personal growth.
We promise it'll be a good time.
As long as you don't get too loud, Mads.
Welcome to the sisterhood! Hello, welcome back, sisters. My name is Maddie.
And I am Scout, and we are sisters in real life, IRL, and the hosts of OK Sis Podcast.
I was just going to say, I can't believe you said the whole acronym out loud. That was like very disorienting for me.
So I thought that maybe I should be more sophisticated and say in real life, but then I said it and I said, no, I got to say IRL too. So I just put in both aspects of, you know, word branding.
Yeah. Or we're appealing to the masses here.
Yeah. Appealing to the masses, which speaking of masses, the masses have spoke. Ladies and gentlemen, Biden and Harris are your new White House Oval Office people of the presidency.
Yes, we are recording this as we are riding the wave of the new president-elect, Mr. Joseph Biden and Mrs. Madam Kamala Harris.
It is pretty outstanding. I mean, I had an experience. Adam and I got into the car and just drove around because now we live in the suburbs. So we drove around kind of the city of San Diego to see if people were out and about. And it's raining here, so not so many people out, but a lot of cars honking and waves flagging and all that. And I had this emotional release of the fact that the last 4 years have been extremely excruciating for so many. Just the energy that has been given off in this country has been one of fear and division, and to see people actively in the streets dancing just with this release of that they can be who they were meant to be, that they were born to be, that they were destined to be without any fear of a leadership not accepting them was a really beautiful moment. And it kind of just dawned on me, or it emotionally hit me, the gravity of what today brought for America. Yeah,
oh, absolutely. I mean, I woke up to the noise of all my neighbors screaming and honking. I ran outside, pimple cream and all, and I was jumping up and down, joining in the festivities of everyone screaming from their balconies and people in the streets kind of like talking. It was such a heartwarming moment. Just like, I don't know, it was a very surreal moment to be feeling this. But I think and look, we should be celebrating the win. This is spectacular news for our country. I am so excited for the future of America. But we definitely do need to remember that this was such a close race, and that is like pretty heartbreaking, to say the least. I think it's still something we need to remember and consider that, yes, this was a win for us, but by very, very narrow margins, and which means that our country is still very, very much divided and racism is still extremely prevalent. And it shows because basically half the country did vote for Donald Trump. So there's still a lot of work to do. And the next solo episode that we do is going to be a whole breakdown of all the resources that we can do and maybe activities and certain tasks that we can do to continue this fight and this work, because it does not end here. Like, yes, this is a great milestone, but we are far from done with the work in this country.
Yeah, and I think that obviously if we want to support Biden and Harris in the measures that they're about to take in the next 4 years, we have to be active participants in those changes. So we were kind of waiting to see what would happen this week before super planning out our editorial schedule. So as Mads said,
are we Vogue?
Yeah, we're Vogue. We're Vogue. As Mads said, 2 episodes from today will be a complete breakdown of ways, super easy, actionable ways for us all to get involved. So
yes,
look out for that.
Also, I would like to shout out our sisters in Pennsylvania, our sisters in Nevada, our sisters in Arizona that voted blue. What's up? Good for you. So happy for you. What's up? Hi. Also, I'm in Georgia. Do we have sisters in Georgia? Hello. Welcome to the sisterhood. We are so happy to have you.
Also, I want to give a huge shout out because I think that their contribution to this week was really underlooked. The memesters that brought the premium content this week to keep us all, you know, entertained, giving us some comedic relief, making us feel like it was all together. Those Nevada memes delivered.
Well, we went on Instagram Live on Thursday to release some election anxiety, which I hope everyone enjoyed because it was such a delightful time. We really got kind of ratchet. And I mean, it first started off with a dance party of Taylor Swift and then ended up with Tap Tap by Saweetie. And so, you know, it just progressed from there. But what I was trying to say is we shouted out the Nevada memesters. Guys, who people, Gen Z and millennials are working overtime for these memes and TikToks. These yeah. Nevada memes, I was peeing my pants all Thursday watching these memes. How do people come up with this shit? It's the minds of our generation. I'm so happy to be alive in this moment. It's a great day. It's a fun day.
Yeah, so everybody celebrate, feel what it feels like to have this victory. We will get back to you as to how we can continue the work. But for now, I think that we should, you know, kick it over to some current fixations.
Let's do it. Okay.
I'm going to let you go first. I'm going to allow you to go first this week.
Oh, my God. Wow. Just like the permission to go first. This is just the power. The power that this entails. Okay. Current fixation. You know, there's just like good news left and right. Starbucks holiday cups are out. And I just want everyone to know that like the holidays are here. We are inching towards holiday territory. I know Scout is like the Grinch, and so she doesn't like Christmas or the holiday spirit. No, I am very
that is inaccurate. I'm just not, you know, like a total aficionado.
Oh, I am like, I am a holiday whore.
How many whores are you? How many different types of whores are you? You're a gratitude whore. You're a book whore. You're a holiday whore. I mean, how many whores can you be?
I'm a sweatsuit whore. There's just like a lot of whores to go around. Okay. Anyway, so I'm making the vibe. I'm like setting the mood, setting the holiday mood. I just got a Christmas morning candle from Rite Aid, you know, as one does. So now it smells like a Christmas tree in my home.
Wow. We've gone from Lilabo to candles from Rite Aid.
Because I was lighting the Lilabo so much and I saw the like, you know, the wax is going down. And I was like, that's like $10 going down. I saw the money. I saw the money going down as it was burning. So I was like, okay, Lilabo is like a real fancy event. Like this is not an everyday candle. So then I went to Rite Aid and got a 99-cent winter Christmas candle to suffice. Okay, so it is also cooling down in the southern part of California. Thank the fucking Lord. So that is creating a vibe as well. It's much more cozier here. And the current fixation itself is Starbucks red cups. I live for them. I have a countdown on my phone every year and it's just like a whole thing. And then it came out last Friday and I just got my first one. I mean, it's cute. I've seen better cups throughout the years, but regardless, it's the best time of year when you know Starbucks Christmas cups are out.
Yes, this is a big moment for you. This is sort of like a marker in time through the year for Mads. She's been this way before Instagram.
Yes. Oh, yes, for sure. I watched The Holiday, which is like a very much we are now crossing the line into holiday territory. But I still have to watch Love Actually. And so that is like, I think I'll do that after Thanksgiving.
Yeah, that's more like a December. I feel like the holidays right. are easing you in. The holiday is easing you in. And then Love Actually is a December movie.
There we go. Yep. We love the timeline.
Okay, well, happy that your insides are cozy and lovely and celebratory. My current fixation is the Osea facial cleanser. So I have been notorious for using IS Clinical, however the fuck you pronounce it. It's a very effective face wash. Don't get me wrong. Really no complaints with that one. But I was really looking to get one that was a little bit more nourishing and clean because IS Clinical is not clean beauty. But I was afraid to switch over because every time I deviate from IS Clinical, I break out. So I was on the hunt for a really great cleanser, and I think we were talking about it with Sarah from Big Kid Problems. I don't remember if it was her on our podcast or us on her podcast because conversations meshed together, but she was talking about Osea as a really great line, and I had heard about it on Lacey Phillips's podcast the same week, and so it was kind of coming to me. So I bought the Ocean Cleanser by Osea. Osea is a Malibu brand, very into the, you know, algae sea kind of vibe. And I'll be honest, the first 3 weeks, I really broke out. I was getting a little worried because I wanted to like the cleanser so badly, but I was breaking out. But I thought that maybe I would just stick with it because maybe my skin was just adapting to new chemicals or new ingredients, which I'm happy to announce was the case. I have not been breaking out after that 3 week purge. And it is a wholesome and nourishing cleanser. I highly recommend. And it's definitely giving me that little extra, I don't know, it feels so warm and inviting. And
it's,
I know,
also it's just very luxurious. I feel like, yeah, when you get a I kind of feel that way when I put on the Mara Beauty Oil because it's natural. And then so you feel like you're doing something extra good. You're like getting extra credit, but it's also luxury.
Yeah. And it's just nice ingredients on your skin. So after using it now for almost 2 months, I think that this is my new staple cleanser from here on out. So that's my current fixation.
That is. Yeah. That you were a dedicated IS Clinical stan. And so this is a big one for you.
This is a big one. So I wanted to come on and announce a shift in my life.
Yes. Okay, great.
Yes. Okay, so shall we get into this episode? But first, obviously, sisters, if you like OK Sis podcast, we would super appreciate it today if you would rate, review, and subscribe. We had some new reviews that we were reading before we hopped on the podcast, and they made our day. They made us smile.
They made us smile so big. I love you guys.
Okay, sisters, before we get into our episode all about normalizing things, we wanted to quickly chat with you about ways that we have been promoting our own wellness. I have personally made it a really big priority this year to get serious about the things I put in and on my body. I am really passionate about giving my body the support it needs when it comes to digestion, toxins, or immunity, which is why I got super specific with my routine from Hum Nutrition.
Hum only uses all-natural, clinically proven ingredients that are highly absorbable, non-GMO, free of common allergens like gluten, soy, shellfish, etc., and sustainably sourced.
After taking a quiz on their website, we got personalized product recommendations, guys. So this is not one size fits all, from a registered dietitian based on my concerns via a quick 3-minute evaluation.
So every day I take the Skin Squad. It's a pre and probiotic, and this nurtures the gut and skin. You know, we are all about gut health over here at OK Sis. And I also take the Uber Energy, which supports consistent energy through adrenal strength, which has helped me to, you know, not want to pour that extra cup of coffee in the afternoon. You know what I mean?
And every day I take the Daily Cleanse, which is a unique formula of detoxifying herbs and minerals, which also helps produce breakouts and improve skin clarity, so win-win there. And I also take Here Comes the Sun, which is a high-potency vitamin D3 that helps support the immune system and healthy skin. Hum Nutrition's monthly vitamin subscription is affordable, flexible, convenient, customizable, and committed to the results.
To up your wellness game and give your body the nutrients it needs, go to humnutrition.com, that's humnutrition.com, and use code OKSIS for 15% off first orders of $29 or more.
That's code OKSIS for 15% off first orders of $29 or more at humnutrition.com.
Okay, sisters, back to the episode. All right, so this week, guess what?
What, Mads?
It's a solo episode.
Yes, it is. As we promised, every other week from now on will be solo episodes. And today we are going to be talking about things that we believe should be normalized within the human experience, on the internet, wherever your heart lies. We listed out things that we believe should be talked about and, as I said, normalized.
Yes. So we're going to go through the list, give our little thoughts and prayers and just commentary on these things that we've listed out. So let's start with number one. This is no surprise to anyone. Therapy should be normalized, should be ubiquitous. It is a practice, a self-care and self-discovery practice that obviously if you've been listening to OK Sis, you know that we are huge advocates of. It is something that it should be a prerequisite for life. Every person should be going through therapy just to better understand themselves, the way they react to certain situations, and to diagnose themselves and you know, maybe repair some traumas from their childhood, because we all got those.
Yes, I would like to use the word heal versus repair.
Heal.
Also, I think this is a really great thing that a lot of people don't talk about, but I've been seeing it come up in conversations with my girlfriends, is that, or they talk about past relationships, and it seems as if women are so much more likely to go to therapy than men. And I think that while we advocate for our sisters and all of you to go to therapy and really give yourself that time to self-examine and explore your past and your values and your triggers, etc., I think it would be also really great if we could help normalize and support the men in our lives to also, you know, feel as if they deserve that same space to enter. So also normalizing men going to therapy. I think that's totally the next level of therapy as a societal kind of not prerequisite, but just a thing that we do. Yeah,
exactly. All right, number two. This one is near and dear to my heart.
So mine too.
Yeah, you too. And probably most women on this podcast or who are listening. We need to normalize mirror pics. We just got to normalize them.
I don't even know if – I think they are pretty normalized, but I think
– yeah, but there is like a tinge of shame, a little tinge, because it can be viewed as like maybe self-involved maybe. Or is that just me that I think that?
I think that's just you. I think that was the narrative told a little bit ago. But I think now, especially with influencers, mirror pics is a very large theme on the grid. And so in my opinion, it's the best way to take a picture because you are not only the photographer, art director and the model. You have complete like you can see the way your body moves, which is fun versus kind of giving the control to somebody else and not having something happen as if you visioned it in your head. So mirror pics and selfies are great because they're also moments alone where you kind of like celebrate what you look like. Complimenting people for no reason. I do this all the time. Mads and I actually went up to a girl on the beach on her birthday and told her that she had a beautiful body. Turns out her boyfriend who was with her was a very famous porn star. So like you never know who you're going to meet. But I love complimenting strangers. If I see someone with a cute dress, a cute shoes, I just think they're beautiful, whatever it might be, I just run up to them and let them know. And I'm like, okay, bye. And just walk away.
I'm the same way. One, because I'm going to agonize over and try to like scour the whole internet to find the one article of clothing, whereas I could have just asked that person and and then as a result, they get complimented. I love when people come up to me and tell me that they love my shirt. Where did I get it? Like, that's the greatest compliment. So I never feel like it's bothering anyone. I think it's an amazing thing to do. If someone has awesome eyebrows or great hair, just tell them.
You'll make their day too.
Also, I mean, not only, you know, physical things, but also nice attributes.
Yeah, I was in Sugarfish. I was at Sugarfish and there was this couple next to me and they were just really cute. They really seemed present and in love and enjoying.
Oh, God, I remember this.
And so I looked over and I said, hey, I just want to let you guys know that you guys are really cute together and I wish you a lot of happiness.
And they ignored us and left.
Yeah, they didn't appreciate it. So let's normalize appreciating compliments from strangers.
And not thinking that they're creepy.
Yeah, that's how, that's sad. That's very sad.
Okay, next one is we should normalize being selfish. I think normalizing taking care of oneself, you know, saying no, I think is a huge one. People can maybe see that as being selfish, but let's normalize taking time for yourself and investing in yourself. I think that's a huge through line on OK Sis.
Yes, 100%. The next one is forgiving people for saying the wrong thing. I think that this has happened a lot this year. I think this is like the cornerstone of cancel culture. I think that people can say a lot of things, whether they mean them or not, that are not thought through, that are not super accurate, obviously, and obviously are harmful and should be held accountable for their actions. But I think we should normalize forgiving those people who are willing to step up to the plate and learn from their mistakes and correct their wrongs. I think that forgiving people like that and giving them a second chance is actually promoting more good in the world versus just completely canceling them out and not fostering or encouraging moments of growth.
I couldn't have said it better myself, sister.
Thanks.
Okay. This one you added, but I'll say it. We got to normalize body hair.
Yeah.
I have not shaved my legs in quite some time, and it shows. It shows. But this is why we should be normalizing it. I should not be having to look at my legs and be like, you're disgusting for being hairy. Where I should have been like, you are beautiful as a natural part of my body.
Yeah. I mean, I shave my armpits. I know there's a lot of women that are starting to not to, but just this idea that natural body hair makes you dirty or gross or manly is just such a societal imposition that we need to let that go. I mean, even shaving your vagina, like that is so insane to me lately. I've been thinking about it, that we shave our vaginas. So wherever you fall on the spectrum, whatever you feel most comfortable with, you do you. But I think that we should not shame or look at people as dirty, gross, or other than for being a human. So
100%. All right, you want to do the next one?
Yeah. Having online friends. Oh, that's an interesting one. I didn't read that one in the midst of this. That is a very interesting one, Mads. What did you mean by that?
Well, you know, I think especially on the internet, it can be maybe perceived as strange I don't know. It needs to be way more normalized to like make a very deep connection and create digital friendships. Like a lot of what happens on Instagram feels very superficial. And I think we are moving towards a more like authentic and connection based existence on social media, especially with OK Sis. We try to do that and like try to like humanize our digital presence. And I think it just should be normalized. Like we should just like have some friends that we only know online and it's like really cool. And I think a lot of influencers relate to this because they connect online and then they meet in person. They're like, oh my God, we were friends like online and hype each other up. Like we have certain accounts we follow that both of us hype each other up. I'm talking to you. There's a bachelor account that always comments on it. It's like, I think it's, fuck, what is it called? Most dramatic season ever. And we both just like comment on every single one of our posts and like have DM'd and we're just like, hi, I'm, you know, my name. And it's just like it's a cute thing. And I just want to normalize it. And it's obviously the way of the future. So let's normalize it.
Yes, I agree, because I think what's happening in our secret Facebook group, which is OK Sisters, is that a lot of women are actually becoming friends and supporting one another. And I think that those friendships should not, or those connections and friendships should not be looked at as any less than the ones in your physical life, because right, there's still a level of support and connection.
All right, the next one. This is really near and dear to my heart. We need to normalize men having skincare routines. And men expressing and having a community where they can express their skincare routines. I'm looking at you, Dewey Dudes. This has been a podcast and an account that I have advocated for on OK Sis before. They have a podcast as well. It's two guys in Chicago. I think they moved to New York now, though. But they have this like meme account about skincare. And they're very, they're very masculine and like straight men, which I'm not trying to say that only gay men can be into skincare. It's like this, we need to normalize straight men, you know, buying luxury products. Skincare is not just like the actual products itself are not supposed to be just female oriented. All of these products can be used on any face. Like, it's so wild to me that they have been like shunned from this whole hygiene industry. Like, let's normalize them giving us their YouTube breakdown of their skincare routine and being empowered to put on a face mask.
Yeah, I was just talking to one of our friends last night who he decided to just get into skincare. So he was showing me all the stuff he bought. He's like, I bought a retinol moisturizer and all these things. So I thought it was really great. I was like, oh my gosh, here's where we're going to start. Yeah, maybe I should start with my own husband. Let's see if I can get him to do some things. Okay. The next one, which I think is very near and dear to Maddie's heart again, is having sex in the middle of the day.
Let's normalize it. We have to normalize it.
Yeah, the whole after dinner thing is not working for anybody involved. The bloating,
if you're a bloated queen.
Yeah.
Let's reschedule when we have sex in the day. We have the freedom. We are adults. We can do it whenever we want. Honestly. So why are we reserving it for the post, like, let's say you ate a burrito. You are not having sex after you ate a Chipotle burrito, okay? I'm just letting you know.
I agree with this. My personal favorite time is before dinner because it kind of ties into date night. So you're getting ready, then you have sex, and then you go to dinner and you'll have that like post-sex glow and date night's great. And it starts off to a really, and then you're not concerned about whether or not you got, you know, all that extra cheese on your hamburger.
I know. And I've said it before and I'll say it again. 11 a.m. is the best time to have sex. Fight me.
Yeah, I disagree. I think it's more of right before dinner for me, but we can agree to disagree.
The next one. I mean, we need to normalize equal pay. I think with Biden being elected and having the first female vice president, woman of color, up in the White House, maybe we will make a little more strides towards equal pay and women's equal pay. Like, it's going to be 2021. Like, what are we doing?
Yes, 100%. And it also should be noted that when it comes to equal pay, women of color are proportionally paid even less than white women. So, okay, we should normalize Black Lives Mattering. And I think this goes beyond the viral Instagram movement that happened this year, which I'm very grateful for because I think it did produce a lot of change in a lot of people's hearts and minds. But I think now integrating it into just a fucking right or a fucking fact versus
policy.
Yeah, policy, fundamental, God-given, divine right. I think just moving it past a movement and into just a fact. It's a fucking fact. So everyone get behind the fact and let's normalize that.
All right, next. Let's normalize public TikTok dances. Let's normalize being in the grocery store and doing a TikTok dance a la Addison Rae. So you know what? People might make fun of you for doing a TikTok dance in public, but get the content. You're making fire content. Keep going. Addison Rae TikToks in the middle of Earth Cafe. She doesn't give a shit who's around her. She says, you know what? I have, I think, like 50 million followers. I'm going to TikTok wherever I can and wherever I want to. So that's the energy I'm bringing into 2021. So the best light in my apartment is right, you know, my window looks out to the street, so people can really see me when I'm standing by the window. And when I put my phone to do my TikTok dances, like, everyone on the street can see me. And you know what? It's the best light. So I just have I've leaned into it, and people, I think I'm putting on a show. I'm producing entertainment for my neighborhood is how I'm viewing it now.
Yeah, and just being unafraid to be your wildly TikTok dancing self. I think that's great. Yeah. No, like, it's also the shame of like people, the influencers in the wild Instagram account, you know, it's like enough, you know, influencers enough. No shame. Legitimate career. They are working, and people that make fun of people who are having a photo shoot on the sidewalk, like, go fuck yourself. Mm-hmm. Okay. Next, sex workers / adult film / OnlyFans, that entire industry, I think, is definitely something we need to normalize. I have been looking up to Alice Little. I believe Alice Little. She is the highest paid legal sex worker in America. She works at the Bunny Ranch in Nevada. And I would love to have her on the podcast. She's been on a few podcasts that I've listened to. And the way she describes sex work as her career. And it's so interesting because it's such a juxtaposition to hear someone talking about the longevity of their career and the strategy behind their career. But they're talking about legal sex work. So she's amazing, and she's someone I would love to have on the podcast. But I think, yes, owning the fact also that women can be sexual publicly on social media, whether that's a sexy lingerie pic, you know, dancing sexy while also being quote unquote boss babes in the corporate world, etc. I think that there's room for everyone to be all expressions.
Also, upcoming OK Sis yearly goal, we have got to get a porn star on the pod. I really, if anyone knows Riley Reed or Mia Khalifa, please send them our way. Thank you.
Mia Khalifa.
OK, we needed to normalize not always having your shit together. I think this kind of goes into the whole narrative of it's okay not to be okay. And again, normalizing negative emotions is something that we talk a lot about on OK Sis, and just like not labeling emotions with negative talk and connotations and language, because then that makes you perceive those emotions as bad or ones that you should be getting away from, whereas they are inevitable. It's normal to have bad days. It is normal to not have your shit together. So when we don't normalize these things, when they do come, inevitably we freak out. So let's normalize them.
Amen. Also, I truly believe that also just like in a career mindset, we don't always have to be at the top of our career. Every day is not going to be the best day of our career where we're succeeding like crazy. We're going to have failures and setbacks, and knowing that that's just part of the process, and to look at kind of things in a longer term scope than just today. Okay, next thing we should normalize is Botox and plastic surgery. Botox is something that I got once and it didn't really work, so I was a little bit upset, but I am excited to get back on the saddle. I completely believe in women getting Botox if they want to get Botox, plastic surgery if they want to get plastic surgery. You know, I think with anything in life, your motives behind getting these procedures or injections or whatever you want to call it is what is most important. So if it's out of lack or insecurity, you know, maybe take a look at that inner healing. But if it's out of empowerment and confidence, I see no problem with it.
And stay tuned for our in-depth conversation with Dr. Sheila Nazarian coming up in a couple weeks, where we do a deep dive into plastic surgery and a lot of the progress that she's made within the industry. So
yeah, super empowering episode.
That's a good one. Okay. Next is not shaming people for the level of activism that they exhibit and participate in. I think we should normalize being proud of any form of activism and understanding that it's an individualized choice. You can definitely try to motivate people to do more and try to do as much as you can, but let's like not make it a competition. Obviously, it's vastly important to do your part, but it is everyone's decision, personal decision, that the amount that they give to a certain cause. So let's not shame people for not doing enough.
Yes. Amen. And the last one is tapping into your feminine energy. I would like to normalize being in your feminine. I think that the way our society works on a day to day is really rooted in masculine. It's rooted in productivity and motivation. But I think that there's a huge rise of the feminine energy in both men and women that have been lost. I think that with feminism and women coming into much more of their own and their roles in society, in the beginning, it was how can we compete with men and be like men, etc. And I think now we're going into another phase of know our feminine and the feminine energy that lives within all of us that has been suppressed over the last hundreds and hundreds of years is really a superpower and a very, very important role and aspect of being human. And this is not talking about gender, this isn't just for women. Being in your feminine and in your feminine energy is very important for men and women, or however you identify your gender, to participate in. And so if you're asking yourself, well, how do I tap into my feminine? One of the best ways that I like is to put on kind of a slow, sexy song and just dance by yourself, super fluid, flow, feel your body, tap into yourself, and just go with the flow, having no agenda, no expectations, no judgment, and being able to express yourself through your body moving without feeling weird or, you know, embarrassed. I think that's a really good way just to tap into a nice little feminine energy flow if you are new to that practice.
Tap, tap, tap in.
What does that mean, by tap, the way? Tap, what does that mean? In. Is he tapping into an orgy? He's like, oh, yeah. I'm going in.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. That's what I'm interpreting as. Yep, tap in.
Tap, it's like wrestling.
Yep, let me tap in. Let me get in there.
Yeah, wow. I've never been in a position where you could tap in to an orgy.
Oh. Well, you probably haven't been to an orgy then. Nor have I. I don't know what I'm saying.
That's good.
Oy vey. Okay. What a beautiful episode. I think this was such a freeing exercise. I think, sisters, we encourage you also to, you know, make a list of your own and, you know, tell us what are some things that we should normalize as a society and what are some steps that we can take to get there? You know, just even reflecting on these things have made me feel more empowered to actually normalize them in my mind and my brain. And, you know, thinking of biases that we have and conditionings that we've just grown up with. And like, how do we combat those? How do we challenge them and normalize things, baby?
Yeah. And also, really quick thing before we wrap up here is that normalizing these things doesn't necessarily need to be some huge act of protest or defiance. It can simply just be talking with your sister about things that you want to normalize, things that you want to be more open and free with. So I think that's exactly what we did today. So follow us on Instagram, sisters. If you like us, we're at OK Sis Podcast on Instagram. And of course, rate, review, and subscribe. We Woo-hoo! Love you. Have a beautiful week. And we will see you on the flip side.
Bye.